Peter, there's a man standing in our driveway.
Yes, so there is.
What's he doing there?
I imagine he's a reporter.
Yes, I suppose he is. Look at his terrible shoes.
Probably one of the Sundays.
I expect so.
Mr. Brough, are the rumours true?
I'm terribly sorry, I've got nothing to say.
But Mr. Brough, could you confirm or deny...
Good evening to you. Sorry if you've made the trip down for nothing.
Mr. Brough!
Look, he's just buried his father. A little respect, please.
His Master's Voice by James Moore and Tim Sullivan, with Rob Brydon as Peter Brough and Archie Andrews.
I'll put the kettle on.
Yes, that'll be nice. I'm going upstairs.
A sandwich with it? Cheese and pickle?
No, not for me. Thank you, madam. Hello there. Archie, my lad. Sitting in the dark. There's a fellow in the driveway, and it doesn't look as if he's going to shift. They're on to us already. What are you doing with the suitcase? It's for the best.
You're kidding. You can't lock me up in a suitcase. I'm only 14. It's illegal.
Come on. In you go. There's a good boy.
For how long?
For good, I'm afraid.
Well, can't we at least talk about it?
There's nothing really to discuss.
What are you doing with that chair?
I'm going to stand on it.
You're not thinking of putting me on top of the wardrobe?
I'm afraid so.
But that's so... so final.
Yes.
And that's it?
Come on. Don't make this any more difficult than it needs to be.
Wait! Doesn't the condemned get a last request?
I suppose so.
Could we hear one of our old shows one last time?
You just like the sound of your own voice.
We present Peter Brough and Archie Andrews in Educating Archie.
We'll be educating Archie, so we'll be busy for a while.
With Robert Morton, Hattie Jakes, Max Bygraves, Julie Andrews, the Tanner Sisters, and the Headley Ward Trio.
It's a problem you can see to be educating Archie.
Archie, is that you in the bedroom? What are you doing in there?
Nothing, Brough, nothing. I'm not doing anything.
Ah, so I've caught you. Archie, you're smoking.
Who? Me? Smoking? Brough, wherever did you get such an idea? Oh, somebody open a window.
All right, then. If you're not smoking, how do you explain the room being full of smoke?
Oh, that... Well, you see, Brough, I knew you were coming, so I burnt a cake.
Now, come along, Archie. I know you've been smoking. Where's the cigarette?
I haven't got a cigarette.
Well, what did you do with it?
I swallowed it.
You swallowed it?
I don't feel well. The room's going round and round.
Well, it serves you right, Archie. And perhaps this will be a lesson to you.
Don't turn it off, Brough. This is the bit where Hattie Jakes comes on.
Ah, dear Hattie. She was a funny girl.
She was a big girl.
Oh, no. It's Cynthia, the little girl from next door.
Oh, hello, Mr. Brough. Where's Archie? I've got the most exciting news.
You have?
I've met a marvellous boy and I've fallen in love. He swept me off my feet.
What was he driving? A bulldozer?
I remember the day you were conceived.
Conceived? Were there many splinters?
I was walking with my father on a beach in Scotland when you came to me. We'd gone up to buy Harris Tweed for the business.
Arthur never liked me from the start.
He didn't understand the younger generation. Jealous. Mind you, what do you expect from a failed vent? How did the service go? Father would have been pleased with the turnout. Most of the rag trade was there. Nice flowers? Lilies. Oh, he'd have frowned at the expense. Throwing it away. Money to burn. He would. He really didn't like me, you know. He was jealous right from the first show.
Good morning, Dad.
Hard at it, I see.
Sorry I ran a little late.
Going part-time, are we? Look, there's a problem with our order for the Harris Tweed. I think you'd better give the miller a ring.
So, did you listen in?
To what?
The show, Educating Archie.
Oh, I'm sorry, was it last night?
You know very well it was, our first one.
I was working late, trying to catch up.
It went down very well. It was beyond my wildest expectations, in fact. Have you seen the reviews in the papers?
I haven't had the time.
They've gone mad for Archie. We're an overnight success.
Yes, and chip paper tomorrow. Doesn't give you the right to be late, by the way. Where have you been?
Savile Row. Archie had a fitting.
Savile Row? What is wrong with you? He's just a doll.
He may just be a doll to you, but he's going to be the most famous 14-year-old schoolboy in the country.
And what sort of schoolboy has his blazers made in Savile Row? You never did. I got a very good deal on some Marathea.
I found all the reviews open in his desk drawer. Oh, poor old Arthur. Imagine being jealous of a 14-year-old at his age. Look at me, Archie. Look at my face. You see how I'm getting wrinkles? I thought that was wood grain. It's all right for you. You'll always be 14. You don't even wear out your shoes. I live in terror of moths, though. They form up in squadrons, and I do get the odd chip. And you go off for a repaint. I've got a permanently stiff right arm. I have to rest it on a stand these days. I can't just oil my joints, can I? Get a universal hinge?
You're just feeling old now that your dad's died. It's only natural, thinking you'll be next. That's what this is all about. You're not his boy anymore. I'll always be a boy. You're talking rot. Don't mention rot. I live in dread of rot.
Yeah, well, there's always creosote. Whenever are they going to invent the human equivalent?
This is the BBC Light programme, and in this week's episode, the lesson is how to deal with death and mortality at the age of 45. In it, Peter Brough will crack up and Tony Hancock will throw the baby out with the bathwater. Are you having a vent breakdown like your dad?
I'd rather hoped to stave that off.
Have you got a stave handy? Will a coat hanger suffice?
Oh, Archie, it's all right for you. A simple life full of mayhem and anarchy, saying whatever you want to whomsoever you want to say it.
It would seem that your first series has been a great success, Mr. Brough.
Peter, please.
I understand the Light Entertainment Department has ordered another 20 episodes.
That's correct, sir.
That'll keep you busy.
It certainly will.
Excellent. The thing is, Peter, we've had one or two complaints. And as Director General, I do have to take these things quite seriously, you know.
Complaints? Really?
The thorny episode in question that triggered a sack full of letters involved Archie being threatened with a gun.
Sorry, just that you said triggered and then...
Yes. Well, the thing is, people are very sensitive when it comes to children, and this has alarmed them considerably.
Oh, dear. Well, that's the last thing we want to do, frighten the children.
No, it's not the children in the audience that people are worried about.
It isn't?
It's Archie.
Archie?
People just don't like children being threatened. It's as simple as that.
Children? Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm a dummy!
I'm sorry?
I didn't say anything. Rest assured, no more guns.
Where's the fun in that?
Shh!
Is he actually in that suitcase?
I'm afraid so. I wouldn't have brought him if I'd known the seriousness of this meeting.
Could I meet him, possibly?
Of course.
Cool blimey, look at this place. It's a bleeding palace, not an office. A family of five could live in here. How many people do you share it with?
I don't.
You must be very important.
He is.
Or he has a terrible smell.
I'm so sorry. Archie, shake the Director General's hand.
No. Please. No.
Right, back in the suitcase.
How do you do, Director General, sir?
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Yeah, you haven't got a smoke by any chance, have you?
Yes, of course.
Director General, he is only 14.
I'm so sorry. Silly me.
So, what do you think of the show?
It's marvellous. I'd call 16 million people tuning in every week marvellous, wouldn't you?
16 million? Blimey. Here, been to one of the recordings?
I'm afraid I haven't as yet.
Oh, want me to see if I can swing you a ticket? I'm not promising anything, mind. What's Harold Macmillan going to say about this? Harold Macmillan? The Prime Minister? He's going to be hopping mad when he hears that Archie Andrews has retired at 14. Then everybody's going to want to clock off. The Department of Work and Pensions will be in chaos.
That'll be nice.
It'll be the end of national life as we know it. No coal will be mined, no raincoats will be manufactured. The entire nation will just hang about in trees, whittling wood into catapults.
I haven't climbed a tree in years. Maybe I should take up whittling.
I don't like the way you're looking at me. It's because your dad's not here anymore, isn't it, that you're giving me up? What's that got to do with it? Are you telling me all that success didn't mean anything to you? You only wanted it to impress your old man, show him you could do it. You may have had an audience of 16 million, but there was only one you really cared about and he wasn't even listening. Bit of a coincidence, isn't it? Is it? The day of his funeral and you packed me off as well. It's like you've got nothing left to prove. I wonder if you're right. Same old story of fathers and sons, whereas me, thankfully, I've got no strings attached.
Well, you have.
You can retire me, bruv, but you can't afford to retire yourself, can you? You can't just curl up in a suitcase when you feel like it. Oh, no, you've got dependents. You have to work, work, work. That's what a fella has to do. It's a crying shame. I made it so easy for you. Nonsense.
Nonsense. If it hadn't been for you, I'd still be married to Peggy.
Archie Andrews.
Mr. and Mrs. Peter Bruff.
Archie bloody Andrews.
My God, Peggy, how many letters are you getting every day? They must be arriving by the sackful.
You're telling me there's another pile of them on the washer. Look.
Archie Andrews. Master Archie. He's a wooden dummy, for God's sake. What are these people thinking of?
It does make you wonder.
He's taking over the entire house. We'll have to get a secretary if this goes on.
Oh, without a doubt, if he continues to get this amount of mail.
Not for his stupid letters, Edith, for us. To sort out our social diary. Have you seen all these invitations for opening nights and what have you?
I say, opening nights, my word.
I know, isn't it so tedious? Everyone wants to meet us.
Goodness, but... what on earth are you going to wear for all these things?
Oh, looks. I haven't thought of that. A girl would need an entire new wardrobe.
Well, then you know what this calls for, my dear. A simply massive shopping expedition.
Then I think we'd better get the train into town, Edith.
Peggy did like you at the start, you know. Did she? Or was it the red carpets and the flash bulbs that she really liked? Yes, the premieres and the after-show parties. And if Peggy was happy, then everyone was happy. But the signs were already there. Well, I wish you'd said something at the time. Oh, there you go again. What you mean is you wished you'd said something at the time.
Yes! Off to jail you go, Christopher.
Oh, please, Mummy. Not again.
Bad luck, old boy.
Peter, what are you doing?
Nothing.
You gave him a get-out-of-jail card under the table.
Did I, my dear?
Yes. Mayfair, and I have hotels. Romy, you owe me £650.
But I don't have £650.
Oh, jeez, oh, jeez.
Oh, dear, calm down.
Oh, she doesn't have it, she doesn't have it. Romeo's out, out, yes.
Actually, as luck would have it, the bank is offering loans just at this moment.
What are you talking about?
Interest-free, as it happens.
Peter Brush, stop cheating this minute or I'll stop playing. There's no point if you cheat.
Peggy.
No, it spoils it.
It's fine. I don't care.
See, it's fine.
Wait a minute, Romy, stay where you are. Peggy, let the bank lend the girls some money and I'll get you a G&T. How's about that?
Oh, all right. But, Romy, don't for a minute think that real life is like this.
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't. Did I tell you I called the insurance company to raise the valuation on Archie to £10,000? Guess what the chap said?
I have no idea.
He said they could only alter the valuation if Archie would agree to undergo a medical. Can you believe that? I told him this is Archie Andrews we're talking about, and he said he could be Arthur Askey for all he cared. He still had to go in for a medical.
Christopher, where are you going?
I'm tired all of a sudden.
But we haven't finished yet.
I'm sorry. Don't run off to your room, Christopher. I won't talk about Archie anymore, I promise. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank the BBC...
Yeah. And, of course, Archie.
The cast,
including the star of the show, Archie Andrews.
Our writers, particularly Eric Sykes.
Who he?
And, of course, the audience.
The audience? What have they got to do with it?
They voted for us, Archie. Now, say thank you.
I thought you said the vote was rigged.
Right, that's enough. I'm sorry, he doesn't normally stay up this late.
Oh, come on, bruv.
Congratulations, Peter. A Silver Mike Award for your first series. I think that's unheard of.
I'm sure that's not true, Director General.
I hope you've got a big enough mantelpiece.
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
For all the others that are sure to come your way.
Peter?
Ah, Sir William, this is my wife, Peggy.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Brown.
Oh, Peggy, please.
Peggy, Sir William is
yes,
the
I know who he is, darling. He's the marvellous man who gives you all that money for me to spend. So nice to put a face to the cheque.
Yeah. I see. Comedy runs in the family, Peter.
Indeed.
Well, I'll leave you to enjoy your success. Good night, Peter. Good night, Mrs. Brough.
Good night, sir. I think you should take it a little easy when we're at these things.
Whatever do you mean?
You just can't speak to people like the DG like that. It's embarrassing. We ought to head home. Do you have the cloakroom ticket, Peggy?
No, I don't think so.
I gave them to you on the way in.
Did you?
It's all right, Mr. Brough. I've got your coats for you.
Oh, why, thank you.
I recognise you from the cover of the Radio Times. Would you mind signing my autograph book?
I'd be delighted.
I'm just going to powder my nose.
All right, dear.
Congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
We all voted for you.
Really? How kind.
Has Archie gone already? I suppose it's long past his bedtime.
What? Oh, no, not at all. He's just over there in his... Well, he was. Where's the case? It was just here. Archie? Archie?
Calling all vehicles. Archie Andrews missing. Be on alert for a tan pigskin suitcase.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't recognise you, Mr. Brough. We tune in every week at the station. Now, don't you worry. We'll find him. All the lads are out.
Stolen from the Dorchester Hotel last night, Archie is described as being 3 feet 11 inches high, auburn hair, fresh complexion and blue eyes,
and wearing a pair of Clark's shoes. Will persons having information
goodness
please
me,
contact any...
Fuss.
Well, of course there's a fuss.
Oh, do try and calm yourself, Peter. It isn't helping anything. Oh, Peter, you look dreadful.
Well, is it any wonder, Hattie? The producer is insisting that we do tonight's show without Archie. He says the radio audience won't notice.
Well, to be fair, I don't suppose they will. Peter, it's not like we have any choice. We can't let our listeners down.
I'm not going on without him. Is that clear to everyone? The whole country knows he's missing. I shall be in my dressing room until there's news of him. What would you do, Archie? Tell me that. Oh, what am I doing? What is it now, Hattie?
There's a letter about the suitcase.
Really? Well, go on, read it.
Sorry, Governor. Didn't realise it was Archie in the suitcase. You'll find him at King's Cross Station, left luggage office. Sorry, chum.
Let me see that.
And this came with it. It's a left luggage ticket.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. I must get straight over there.
But Peter, you can't go now. We're on air in under an hour.
Hello. I've got a ticket here.
Oh, right. We've been waiting for you.
Thank God for that, because I'm cutting it a bit fine. I've got about half an hour before I'm in big, big trouble.
Yes, I would imagine so. Your ticket relates to a tan pigskin suitcase.
It does.
There you are. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Evening, officer. Is there a problem?
Did you just collect this suitcase from the left luggage office?
I did.
In which case, I'm arresting you for the kidnap of Archie Andrews.
What?
Under the powers invested in me by the regulations pertaining to the Railways Misdemeanors and Left Luggage Act.
What? But I'm Peter Brough.
And I'm Max Bygraves.
No, I am Peter Brough, and I have a live broadcast at the BBC in less than half an hour.
Do you have any identification?
Well, no, it's in my dressing room.
Then how can you prove you are who you say you are?
I can't.
Then you'll just have to accompany me to the station, I'm afraid.
No, wait. I can't, but he can. Archie, would you please tell this nice gentleman who I am?
I have never seen this man before in my life. Everyone was so happy when I was freed from captivity.
They were.
No one liked to think of me locked up in a suitcase like that, all in the dark, silenced forever, never to be seen again, cut off in me prime. Yes, all right, all right. Except, of course, for Peggy and the kids.
Stop your practice now, Christopher. The newsreel crew are ready to start filming. Budge up along the stool, old chap.
Why?
Because Archie's going to sit there.
But Archie doesn't play the piano.
Of course he doesn't. It's just for the film.
Archie Andrews was given a welcome home party by his family earlier this week after his terrible kidnap ordeal. Looks like he thought he'd played him a song to celebrate his return. Happy days are here again. It's been a busy week for Archie. No sooner had he returned home than he was summoned by the King and Queen to entertain the royal family at Windsor Castle, travelling there in a brand new Rolls Royce, no less. Things are certainly looking rosy in the world of Archie Andrews.
Do you think we should have gone for the darker leather to match the dashboard?
No, I like this. Cream is very elegant. Well, that seemed to go well.
Oh, definitely, darling. I felt a real connection.
Yes. I thought he had their majesties and the princesses in the palm of his hand.
I meant between me and the Queen.
Yes, well, she's very good at that.
At what?
Well, putting people at their ease.
I happen to think it might be more than that, actually.
Don't be silly, dear.
I'm not. They asked us back at Christmas, don't forget.
Archie. They asked Archie back, Peggy.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous.
Oh, hello, Brough. I didn't see you come in. You give me quite a start.
Well, don't let me interrupt you while you're doing your homework, Archie. What are you working on now, maths?
Well, no, not exactly maths. It's sort of, well, higher economics, vital statistics and all that stuff, you know.
It all sounds very interesting. May I see it? 1-1-X-2-1-X-2. Football pools.
Yes, Brough. Football pools.
Well, Archie, have you anything to say for yourself?
Yes. Do you think the Arsenal will win at home on Saturday?
I'm curious, Dad. This upsurge we've had in business, mm-hmm. You don't suppose it has anything to do with Archie's success, by any chance?
Not everything revolves around you and your show, no matter what you may think.
Then what is it? Coincidence?
It's the abolition of clothing coupons, of course. Shouldn't you be getting to the Savoy?
Why?
The Aga Khan is a fitting at 10.
Oh, God, of course. I'm on my way.
Mm. Oh, hang on a minute. They called earlier.
Everything all right?
Yes. They were wondering if you'd take him with you. The Aga Khan would like to meet him.
Who would he like to meet?
Archie.
Of course, Dad. It'd be a pleasure. Anything for the business?
He was always jealous. And now it turns out he was right. You cannot rely on the pounds, shillings and pence of comedy to put food on the table and bring up a family.
So you're giving in? Just like that?
It's giving me in, more like, Archie.
Well, look on the bright side. At least we haven't had a breakdown like Arthur. He ended up hating his doll. I think that's why he and I never really got on.
I'm not sure it hasn't driven me a little mad, actually. Look how Tony Hancock was terrified of you. Refused to rehearse with you in case you looked at him. Made me put you on a hook on the back of the door and turn your face to the wall. Compared to him, I think I'm the sanest man in show business.
Well, that's interesting. Because I got you down as completely bonkers, old boy. Mad as a hatter. I mean, just listen to yourself. Well, I would if I could ever get a word in edgeways. I'm your edgeways, bruv. I mean, whatever will you do without me?
Have you seen this morning's paper?
No.
Have a look. Poor old Eric Sykes has a really serious operation and it's all turned into yet another Archie Andrews publicity shoot all across the Daily Mirror.
It's nice of him to visit, though. He is very busy.
Who?
Archie.
Edith! Not you too! Everything's a bloody photo opportunity these days. Peter's absolutely shameless. It makes one feel so common. He's obsessed with publicity and Archie. It's almost like he has three children, not two.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
Come and see.
He's given him his own bedroom.
Archie's little wardrobe. Archie's little bed. No, of course not. He's not completely lost his marbles. This was all for just another wretched photo shoot. Look at this. Oh. Archie at home in his pyjamas, cleaning his teeth, saying his nightly prayers, tucked up in bed while Bruff reads him a bedtime story. I'm coming to the end of my tether, I really am.
I have just the thing in my handbag. Mother's little helpers. Don't know what I'd do without them. Here, take them. I've got plenty. I can get you something to help you sleep if you'd like.
Really? That would be wonderful. Every time I close my eyes, I see that bloody puppet staring at me.
Angela, could you get me Harrods, please?
Was there a problem with the order?
Not exactly, no. Ah, hello. Could you put me through to customer accounts? Hello, it's Peter Brough here. I wanted to inquire about a recent bill. Yes, that's right, I am. Why, thank you very much. Oh, I'm so glad you enjoy the show. Yes, of course I'll pass on your best to Archie.
Honestly, what is it with these people?
Hello? Yes, I think there's been a mistake. It's a bill for 1,100 guineas. Women's fashion. Mink? My wife. Good heavens. No, thank you. Please don't worry. I'm sorry? Yes, of course. Archie, say goodbye to the lady.
Goodbye, lady.
Goodbye. Silly girl. Peggy, she's got a little carried away with the whole thing.
Carried away?
Well, just a misunderstanding. I'm sure she didn't even look at the total.
Oh, I haven't a doubt.
Is everything all right, son?
I don't know. No, no, not really. I mean, everything was fine, going so well. Now, well, one minute everything's okay, and then the next, it's like World War III has broken out.
Get down! Get down! Peggy, what on earth is going on?
Well, hello, Peter, you're home early.
What is this?
Aren't they adorable? They're corgis.
Corgis?
Hello, Daddy.
Pedigree, no less.
And why is Christopher wearing a kilt?
Doesn't he look sweet?
Oh, my God. This isn't Balmoral. Christopher, go upstairs and get changed while I talk to your mother. I had occasion to telephone the accounts department at Harrods today. 1,100 guineas.
That's the price of these things.
For a mink?
I have to dress well. You said so yourself. I can hardly go out in the same thing twice. Why is that so difficult for you to understand?
I don't know what's happening to you, Peggy. One visit to Windsor Castle and you're off buying corgis and putting the children in kilts. I mean, can't you see what people will think? It makes us look ridiculous.
Could you pour me a drink, please?
Certainly not.
Oh, very well. I'll pour it myself if you won't be a gentleman.
And what exactly is that?
I should have thought it obvious even to you.
But a television set. Why?
Because soon everyone will have one.
Nonsense. There's nothing on it.
And we're the first on our road, Peter, to have an aerial go up. This is very unfair of you coming home and upsetting me like this. You've quite spoiled the whole thing. Why can't I enjoy our success?
I'm not saying don't enjoy it. I'm just saying don't spend it all.
It's fine. I don't want to go out anymore anyway. I was only telling Edith the other day how tedious it is. Everyone ignores me. All they want to do is talk to that stupid puppet. It's pathetic, really.
Yes, well, I wouldn't complain if I were you.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It may be pathetic, but that stupid puppet, as you put it, provides you with a lifestyle you clearly crave and would never have without him. You do well to remember that.
Where are you going?
That puppet and I have a show to do.
This is the BBC Light Programme, presenting Tony Hancock, Hattie Jakes, Julie Andrews and Max Bygraves. And here are our stars, the toast of the town, Peter Brough and Archie Andrews.
What are you two doing just sitting there, children? Don't you have homework to do or something?
We're listening to Daddy's show. Come on, Christopher. We should go upstairs.
Before you go, pass me that ashtray, would you?
Hello, you all look like you're having a lively time.
Oh, well, hello, young lady. Have a seat. Come and join the game. Make yourself comfy. I'm Max. Max Bygraves.
I'm Liz, and this is my friend Connie.
Hello.
So, tell me, what sort of mischief do you girls get up to?
We're mannequins, models.
We've just done a fashion show.
I knew we had something in common. We just done a show too.
I know you have. Connie and I always listen in. Is he here? Can we meet him?
Well, you want to meet Peter Brough, the quiet chap sitting in the corner who looks like a gentleman's tailor?
Well, to be honest, Mr. Bygraves, it's you know who we'd like to meet.
Archie. All you girls ever want. And some fellas like us, and you want to meet the dummy. Brough, the young ladies want to meet the lad.
How do you do?
Very well, thank you, Mr. Brough. I'm Liz.
And you'd like to meet Archie, would you?
Oh, very much.
And you know something? I think he'd very much like to meet you, too.
Would he?
Oh, yes, I'm quite sure of it. In fact, I'm very sure of it. You seem like a very nice young lady.
I do?
Oh, yes, very much so.
And he's here, is he?
He's under the table.
Drinking at his age. I suppose you always keep him close after the kidnap.
I suppose I do. So, shall I get him out for you?
That's it, Brough. Get your little man out for the girls.
You don't have to, Peter. I'm sure everyone asks you to do that. I'm sure you've had quite enough of it. I know what it's like as a mannequin. They don't see me. They only see the dress. People always think they can just ask me to give them a twirl.
Can I buy you a drink, if that's not too forward?
Yes, I think you can, if that doesn't sound too keen.
You came home that night with her phone number in your wallet. You dirty dog.
I did.
Only to discover Peggy's new clothes all over the front lawn and the mink in the tree. She'd thrown them out of the window, drunk as a skunk.
Mummy's drunk.
I know.
I can't sleep.
Well, of course you can't. That's why I've brought Archie to see you. I was wondering if you'd like to see how he works.
Okay.
Maybe you'd like to be a ventriloquist one day, like your dad and your granddad.
Maybe.
You put your hand in here and pull, you see, to open his mouth.
But he isn't speaking.
Would you like me to teach you how to make him speak?
Isn't it really difficult?
Not really. I bet you can do it already. I bet you can say your vowels without moving your lips. There you go. Perfect. Now, try saying, "Hello, it's Archie here." But don't let him see your lips moving.
Hello, it's Archie here. I did it, didn't I?
You did. Well done. That's because it had the easy letters in it. But now, try saying your alphabet.
A, G.
B is very difficult, isn't it? And what about W?
Duddle U.
Duddle U. That's difficult too. Now, when a difficult letter comes along, many chaps take a puff on their cigar, and then you can't see their lips for all the smoke.
But, Daddy, I don't smoke cigars.
No, no, of course you don't.
So how do you make him speak the difficult words?
Well, this is where the secret magic comes in. You must never tell anyone. Cross your heart and hope to die.
Cross my heart and hope to die.
We beguile them, you see. Try this. Ask Archie if he likes banjo bands.
Archie, do you like banjo bands?
Now, you see, you've just planted the B word in the mind of the audience so that when Archie says, "Yes, I love banjo bands," they think he actually said banjo with a B.
So you're lying?
No, of course not.
You just said you tricked the audience. Archie can't say bruff. He can only say gruff. You just make them think he did. It isn't special magic.
Right, well, it is quite a lot to take in all at once, and it is quite late. Time for bed, I think. Maybe another time.
You never really understood what it meant for them to be adopted. You never gave it a second thought.
Well, that's just not true, is it?
Well, they weren't made by you, but I was.
Oh, yes, you made me all by yourself. I'm yours, all right.
There's no question about my paternity, and they were reminded of that every day. But I'll tell you who you reminded me of when you tried to teach Christopher to vent.
Who was that, then?
Your dad. Your dad and his horrible dummy, Hugo.
Don't talk about Hugo.
Christopher thought he disappointed you. He looked just like you did with the old man. All right, enough.
You don't like the truth, do you?
And the truth is, they all hated me by the end. Who can blame them?
No, they didn't.
Even now you can't face it. It's pathetic.
Happy birthday, dear Romy. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Mummy, this is lovely.
Oh, isn't it, darling? You and all your little friends.
Please maybe play Blind Man's Bluff.
Well, of course you may, if Romy would like. It's her day, after all.
Can we?
Yes, dear. Now, what should we use for a blindfold?
Children, look who's come to say happy birthday.
Hello, children.
Hello, Archie.
Now, aren't we all having a lovely time?
Yes.
I'm going to my room.
Romy, whatever for?
I don't feel well.
Gather round, children. I have some presents for you all to take home. There we are. There's an Archie hand puppet. Oh, look, an Archie colouring book. One for you and one for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Goodbye.
Did you really have to do that?
What?
You know very well what. Romy went to her room.
The children were thrilled with their presents.
And what will their parents think when they get home? You make us look like tradespeople giving away free samples. Archie colouring books, signed pictures, Archie puppets. I play bridge with some of these people.
What on earth are you talking about?
You make us look cheap. Everywhere I look, it's Archie. I can't even have a cigarette without him staring me in the face. Archie Andrews cigarette lighters, for God's sake. You've even put Archie's soap in the bathroom.
Well, it is Cousins. It's the same as Imperial leather.
But it's Archie-shaped. Our entire life is Archie-shaped.
Are you sure you ought to be knocking those pills back with alcohol?
Oh, what do you care?
You okay, sis?
What are you wearing?
Archie pajamas. Dad gave them to me.
Well, take them off. I don't like them. He spoils everything. I hate Archie.
I know. Something needs to be done.
Hello?
Hello, Liz. It's Peter. Peter Brough. How's my little mannequin?
Missing her puppeteer.
Can I come over? I need someone to talk to.
Of course.
Shall we play football, Archie? Oh, I forgot. You've only got stupid little legs. You can't even kick a ball. Shall we see if you can fly? Oh, oh dear. Your head's coming off.
Christopher! What on earth do you think you're doing?
I'm killing Archie Andrews.
What a splendid idea. Pull his head right off. That's it.
Honestly, Peter, anyone would think someone had died.
Poor lad.
What? What about Christopher?
I'm talking about Christopher. He's obviously very unhappy, which is hardly surprising given the atmosphere in this house.
And I suppose that's my fault.
Do be quiet. I have to work out what's best for the boy.
And what you thought best for the boy was to pack him off to boarding school.
Look at you, all grown up. It'll be such great fun. Think of all the new chums you'll make.
But I don't want to go away.
Of course you do. Now, say goodbye to your mother.
Bye-bye, darling. I'll see you soon. It'll be half term before you know it. It's only 8 weeks.
Yes, that's right. A bottle of Moët and 2 glasses in room 350. Thank you.
This is so wrong.
Oh, do be quiet.
It's all right for you. I've never done this kind of thing before.
Well, neither have I.
And in an hotel, too. So sordid. I feel so cheap.
Don't be silly.
I'm shaking. Look at me.
That's me, stupid.
I feel used.
What are you talking about?
I'm your alibi, remember? What if Peggy finds out? I'll be firewood.
Yeah, well, she won't. Long as you keep your mouth shut.
Whenever have I been able to do that? We ought to get our story straight. Shall we go over them again? Oh, no! Who's that? Are you expecting someone?
Of course I am. Now be quiet. I don't want you putting her off. Liz, good afternoon.
Hello, Brough. Peter.
Yes?
Archie, would you mind?
What?
Could you possibly turn him the other way? He's staring straight at the bed.
Of course I can. I'll tell you what, I'll put him away.
Unbelievable! I'll tell!
Peter?
Yes?
You can always talk to me, you know.
I know.
About, anything that's on your mind.
Of course. Thank you.
I am proud of you.
Really?
I can't think of any other top-flight stars poring over Tweed order books quite like you.
No, I don't imagine they do.
You're a very diligent and responsible chap.
Kind of you to say so.
All of this, and yet you're not entirely happy. How's Peggy these days? Is everything as it should be in all departments?
Yes, of course.
Good. Well, I'm glad we've had this talk.
So am I.
Is that reporter chappy still at the end of the drive?
He's just standing there, rooted to the spot. They're too used to me inviting them in. He thinks if he stands there long enough, I'll ask him in for a beer and a sandwich.
We've always been very good with the press boys. I have a great affinity with them. I'm 90% wood pulp myself. You can't just leave him standing there. It's not in your nature.
No, you're right. It's not.
So go on then, speak to him. Tell him.
No.
Tell him you changed your mind. Tell him we do have a future.
But I haven't changed my mind, Archie. You know what I'm like when I put my mind to something. Right. I'm off then. I'll come back for more stuff at the weekend.
Oh, I'm sure you'll do whatever you like. You always do these days, it seems.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, Peggy.
Oh, save it.
You need help, Peggy. You really do.
Me? I'm not the bloody schizophrenic here. Come on, then. In you go.
Whose house is this?
Ours. This is our home now. This is where we'll be living from now on.
Here? It's so small.
Yes, so you may as well start getting used to it. We'll have a spot of lunch in a minute and you can explore the garden.
That shouldn't take long. Where's Daddy?
Well, the thing is, you see, we have this house and Daddy has another one.
Why? Because he's left us, silly.
Oh, please don't be dramatic, Christopher. He will come to visit you. You'll see just as much of him.
I should change out of my school things. I don't want to muck them up.
You needn't worry about that, dear.
Why not?
Well, we might as well get it all out at once.
There's more? Oh,
no, not really. It's just that we won't be going back to the same school next term. Christopher will be a day boy at Merchant Taylor's across the way, and you're going to St Hilda's on the corner. So, it's all change, isn't it? Now, let's think about that spot of lunch. I've got some ham.
Did he take Archie with him?
Who?
Daddy.
Yes, of course he did.
Of course he did.
You're finished, Maxwell. Finished. They'll put you in the madhouse.
Don't do that voice, Archie. Not Hugo.
They'll put you in the madhouse, but not little Hugo. Oh, no.
Stop it.
You don't like the sound of your dad's old dummy, do you? But then who did? Oh, Hugo. What a piece of work he was. No wonder he was chosen for that horror film. Drove Arthur a little mad in the end, didn't he? He possessed him. Like I have you.
Stop it, Archie.
Like hell I will. I've my career to think of. Maybe I'll come and visit you, you know. Private shows for the loonies.
That's enough.
I'm getting a new partner.
No, you're not.
And who's going to stop me?
I will. I will.
And that's how it ended for your dad's dummy, didn't it? Kicked to pieces on the floor. Is that how it's going to end for me now, bruv? Is that how it all ends for me? All because you gave up the radio and moved on to television?
Yes, that's the level of it.
The glare of the television close-up, that's what done for you.
Those damned close-ups.
Sure as eggs is eggs, everyone can see your lips move.
Could they? Could they really?
Ooh, it was a shocker.
Yes, well, it must have been all those years on radio that affected my technique.
Technique? What technique? You always were a lousy vent. Right from the start, when you asked Dora Bryan if she could see your lips move, and she said, no, not really, only when Archie speaks.
Well, you're not so perfect yourself, Archie Andrews. Oh, but I was perfect, wasn't I?
I was the most perfect dummy this country's ever seen, the greatest doll there ever was.
Yes, you were.
But blame the doll, why don't we? Hey, blame me for everything, for driving Peggy to pills, making the kids miserable, for sending them away to school when things got tough. Blame your father for forcing you to be a vent in the first place.
He didn't. He was against it all.
Which is precisely why you did it.
Do my lips really move that badly?
Look at yourself in the mirror. Got look here? Got look here? Do you like Kenjo Gaines? And it's a crying bloody shame. Your name begins with a B. Ain't it just bruff?
It's time.
What? No. No, I just meant you ought to work on your technique. You can't carry on without me, you know that, don't you?
Oh, yes, I can.
You've hidden behind me for most of your life. I'm the one who lets you say the things you never have the guts to say yourself.
Goodbye, Archie.
Oh, stop being so dramatic. You may put me in the suitcase today, but you'll be back tomorrow.
No, I won't.
But you're no one without me, bruv. You're nothing. We'll just have to wait and see, won't we? Bruv? Bruv? Bruv!
Peter?
I'm not listening to you.
You wouldn't just move my elbow, would you? It's sticking in my back.
See? Couldn't resist it, could you? One last look. You sad sack.
Peter?
Yes, Liz?
Are you all right? You've been up here for ages.
Have I?
Yes. So you've done it?
I have. He's up here.
You are sure about this?
Quite sure. He's done enough damage for one lifetime. I can't let him end up like Hugo. That wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be fair to such a marvellous doll.
Like a drink out on the patio, my love.
Thank you, darling. I'm just going to speak with that reporter, give him the news. Then it's done.
Here you are.
Thank you. Isn't it quiet?
Abandoned on top of a wardrobe for 40 years. 40 years. One of the great entertainment scandals of the 20th century. I'm after all I've done for him, done for all of them. But Bruff stuck to his guns, and we never performed again. He took over his father's business and worked in the rag trade till he finally retired. He died in 1999, and I was allowed out, briefly, to sit at the front of the church at his funeral. Peggy and Christopher both took fatal overdoses shortly afterwards. Suppose that was my fault too.
34,000. Any advance on 34,000?
It was in 2005 when Bruff and Liz's children, now all grown up, finally took me down from on top of the wardrobe.
So for the last time at 34,000, £34,000.
I never had much of a relationship with Bruff's second family. He would have said that's why they were so happy. And probably accounts for why I've been put up for sale. To the highest bidder. A unique piece of British entertainment history. One very careful owner.
Sold to the lady and gentleman at the back.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right. Put him in the boot.
No, sit him in the front seat. Let him ride up front with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I better strap him in. Here we go, Archie. Not too tight. What?
You're talking to him.
Was I?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are you the people who bought him?
Yes, that's right.
He looks just the same. Hasn't changed at all. Stupid, but I thought he might have aged, but he's still 14.
Are you a fan too?
No. He's my famous brother. I'm Romy Bruff.
Really? How nice to meet you.
Well, you must come and visit him whenever you like.
No, I don't think so. He spoiled everything, you see. I just wanted one last look. That's all. Goodbye, Archie.
Here, Bruff.
Yes, Archie, what is it?
Can you lend me 5 shillings?
No.
Half a crown?
No.
Sixpence?
Archie, I've told you before, every time you borrow money, you lose a friend.
All right, make it 10 bob and I'll try and get along without you.
What's this money for, anyway?
It's November the 5th, Fireworks Day.
I'm not having you letting off fireworks.
But Cynthia from next door's having fireworks.
Is she?
Yes. She's been told that if she doesn't pull her socks up, she's going to get a rocket from her boss.
Oh, Archie, you really do take the biscuit.
As long as it's a cracker, a firecracker.
I don't want you playing about with gunpowder anymore.
But we've got to do something to celebrate Guy Fawkes blowing up the Houses of Parliament.
If you read your history books, you'd know that he didn't blow up the Houses of Parliament.
I know, but this is a comedy show, and we have to have a happy ending.
In His Master's Voice by James Moore and Tim Sullivan, Peter Brough and Archie Andrews were played by Rob Brydon. Peggy Brough was played by Fenella Woolgar, Arthur Brough by Michael Burtonshaw, and Christopher and Romy Brough by Thomas Williams Boyle and Eliza Harrison Dine. William Haley was played by James Lely, Liz by Stephanie Racine, Max Bygraves by Ewan Bailey, and Edith by Harriet Collings. The director was Jeremy Mortimer. His Master's Voice was a cast iron radio production for BBC Radio 4.